Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing. Today is another wonderful day, and we're on BBS Radio, and thanks to Larry, our day and timekeeper, date keeper. Today is Wednesday, and that's April 25th, 2012. Boy, this is going by quite quickly, the time here, and the days. Both are connected together. With time, you have days, so... Anyway, it's the 25th, Wednesday. Tonight is our night for self-empowerment. Have any questions about self-empowerment, you can type them in the fast chat on BBS. And if not, you can give a call in. And we'd like to talk about different types of self-empowerments on the website. You have a self-empowerment clearing, but if you had a clearing that maybe worked really well for you, that you really felt yourself more self-empowered, or you got some stuff off of you. Maybe you had some of those alien Klingons that we get rid of on the Sunday 8-hour marathon here of getting rid of the alien parasitic life forms. You may want to call in and mention that. It's kind of good to have people talk about what they've experienced on some of the clearings and calls. It's very, very good. So we'll see if Carrie's out there tonight. Carrie, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron, and good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Wednesday Self-Empowerment Show here on bbsradio.com, and we're on Station 1. So if you would like to call in, those numbers are toll-free for the U.S. and Canada. They're under the Station 1 play button there, 888-627-6008. And if you're outside the U.S. and Canada, area code 413-5011. 530-413-5011. So as some of you know already, and maybe some of you do not, there's no more Q&As for now, since Ron has now a total of 9 hours that he's doing radio shows during each week. And if you're not familiar with the list of shows, you can go to Ron's website, creationlightship.com, up on the top over, just scroll down a little on the right, pretty near the top, and you'll see the radio buttons for the different shows. So with 9 hours of opportunity to ask our questions, we're going to drop the Q&As for now. So no Q&A after the show tonight, just so that you know. And then... what was the other thing I was going to say? Oh, yeah, the final 8-hour healing session this Sunday is coming up, the last of the three for the month of April. So that'll be on the 29th. Thanks for typing that in, Cindy. And I guess, Ron, on the theme of self-empowerment, maybe we'll talk about the email that we got recently from somebody who's been using the self-empowerment clearing, the one that is actually of that title, and has found that the spells and hexes and curses section has been really helpful for them. Looks like they're probably dealing with an ongoing situation rather than a sort of a single spell that got put on. So they're finding that running the spells and hexes and curses section within the self-empowerment clearing, so that's one, those are three of the things in the drop-down box. So when we have a beep, so we'll be with you just a sec, caller. They're finding, they're reporting that they're feeling a lot more motivated when they keep that clearing running a few hours each day, and they're kind of enjoying life more, and they're feeling less resistant to stuff that they have to get done. So it was a really interesting testimonial that we wanted to share with you this evening. And Ron, I think I heard a beep.
Yeah, I think I did too. So we got a beeper out there.
Yeah, I'm a beeper.
Hi, beeper. Who's this?
Hi, beeper.
I'm Lance.
Hi, Lance. So,
I would like to know if I could have some a past life and a childhood clearing done.
Well, that's pretty general. I need to only work on one issue, so you have
all
an
right.
issue.
Do I have an issue?
Yeah, I can only clear one issue at a time. Otherwise, you have
fine.
To go onto the website and do whole lifetime clearing to get rid of a lot of energy that could be, you know, harming you. So,
is one past life clearing just one, considered one, or what?
No, a past life, you're looking at, you know, millions of clearings.
I don't know how to work.
I can do one situation, like if you have something that's reoccurring or you know of a situation, one situation, I can clear that.
Well, I don't know what I wouldn't know what to pick right off the hand. I was unprepared for this, so.
Okay, well, don't hang up, Lance. We'll help you figure it out here because obviously, if you're new and you don't know how Ron works exactly, we don't want you just to hang up and not to benefit from the call. So, I'll just recap for you, Ron. What Ron does is on the radio shows he does sample clearing. So, for example, he does go back to childhood stuff, or we can think of something that's bothering us right now that might be stemming from a childhood issue. But he does offer, as he just mentioned, whole lifetime clearings, and those need to be done on the website because it goes from your current age, current moment in time, back to your conception, and those clearings work through every piece of information.
Well, that's
that
not
you're...
what I was asking for at this time, yeah.
Okay, so were you wanting something that particular that happened in your childhood?
You know what? I really don't know. I really don't know. It was just I heard this on another show that they do past life clearings and childhood clearing. If you call up East Eddie Ranch.
Okay. That Ron does also does a clearing that you would have to sort of arrange ahead of time with him that you do over the phone with him called a century clearing, which is the past life for your spirit.
I see.
Okay.
Well, I can do a clearing if you want to experience one. Think of an issue that you've dealt with that maybe caused you problems, anxiety, or something, and just think of that one issue.
I don't know exactly what to finger that on yet. I don't know. I'd have to think about that more.
Okay.
If you think of an issue that you'd like to have cleared, it'd be like, you had a telephone call by somebody that upset you greatly, so I can maybe...
No, nothing like that. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, well, if you listen to the rest of the show and you think of something, type it into the fast chat, and I'll read it out, and Ron can clear it.
I'm not so good on computers, so I'm really stuck.
Okay. Well, do you have an emotion that recurs frequently that you feel a lot? Ron clears emotions from us, so maybe why don't we just do that, Ron, for everybody? Just think of any emotion that you felt today. And Ron can clear that.
Okay, here we go. So think of that particular upsetting event that could have happened today or in the last week.
Mm-hmm.
And here we go. Just think of it. I have to have you think of it first. So here we go.
Yeah.
I'll count to five to release it. One, two,
five, two,
three, four, and there it's released now. Well, if you look at it now and revisit it, you're going to notice that the charge on it is pretty much at zero, that you're non-reactive to that particular situation, or that phone call, or whatever it may have been.
Yeah, well, no phone call really disturbed me and didn't have to do with the phone call.
Oh, it doesn't?
Okay. Yeah. Whatever it was, yeah.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Okay, yeah. Bye-bye.
Hey,
bye, Lance. Thank you. So Candace is wondering, Ron... Oh, there's another beep, I think. Is somebody else on the line?
Yes. Hi, Carrie. Hi, Ron. I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Yes, I had two questions for Ron, if I could. And the first question is for the people on the fast chat, too. Has anyone ever had a personal relationship with another person? And I mean that without alien interference or alien sabotage. Has anyone simply ever had a personal relationship with another person? And if they would want to comment on that, and if Ron has a follow-up on that. And then my second question would be, when Ron says, don't go outside of yourself, what that means to me, it's complicated, but what that means to me is internally, don't go outside of yourself would mean that don't go outside of your spirit into a cloned body, or that aliens are into captivity, or into the timelines, or into the cordings, or into the implants with transmissions in them. And don't follow this negative energy inside of yourself, but stay inside of your own spirit, is what that would mean to me. And if Ron has a comment about that, I'll listen to that.
Now that does sound about right, Larry.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, I would say you're probably...
Okay, so I'll just hang up and listen, Ron, then. I appreciate your input on that. And the first one, did anybody ever have a personal relationship with another person? I asked somebody today that, and they said, no, they never have. And without alien interference or sabotage, they never have had a free spirit relationship with another person. I don't, you know, and wondering if Ron could address that a little bit, too. A personal relationship with another person is the possibilities of that.
Boy, it's, I would say it'd be pretty hard without, I would say the answer would probably be that nobody's ever had one.
Uh-huh, okay, all right.
Because the energies that are out, everything deals with alien stuff, and it's very possible that they come into people anyway. It could
uh-huh.
be one of those things that, you're always being connected by something out there, unfortunately.
Okay. But, of course, I should say besides Ron, Ron's the only one where we can have a heart-to-heart relationship, but the other people we can't, and I would have to add that, too.
Thank you, Larry.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Okay, bye.
Welcome. Well, yeah, I think the aliens come in all the time into people, the shapeshifters, whatever way they can find a way to creep into your energy system. They do come in and cause havoc, just like the alien critters that we release on the calls that we have on Sundays. So remember, if they're invisible energetically, they can also come into you and influence you because they already know how to come in. So that's what I would say. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Bobby is wondering if the spells, hexes, and curses comes in the self-empowerment, and yes, it does. It's one of the 39 issues that is in the drop-down box that you go into to figure out what part you want to use of that clearing. Although I think Ron, you have mentioned before that even if you think you don't need certain parts of that that clearing, you know, on the list, like maybe you don't feel like you're being victimized or you don't feel like you have shame, it's still good to clear all these different things because they may be lurking in the background a little bit and you kind of unbeknownst to you. So, whoops, there goes my other line. Let me turn that off real quick. Sorry.
It is kind of cool to do all those clearings, even if you don't think you need one.
Yeah.
Because, you look at those clearings as like, oh, I should have this and do it because I need to have it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Even though you may not relate to it, it still could be, coming around. So, we could do one of those, but why don't you pick one of those? Do you have it up on your...
Yeah, I do.
Just grab, what's number 16? I'll just throw a number out.
Feeling put upon.
Okay, here we go. Oh, do you people feel put upon? Never, who knows, but we'll clear that.
Sometimes.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, wow, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy. What do you think on that one, Carrie?
Interesting. From your reaction, it sounds like quite a few people are probably feeling put upon.
Yeah. So another one. How about number, how about 30?
All right. Let's scroll down here. 30. Frustration.
Hey, here we go. One. Already yawning. Two. Oh, man. Three. Four. Six. Seven. Eight. 9, and 10. Wow. Hey, everyone. You can see if you need any of those or not. Oh, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. That was the first timeline crash I ever did, was frustration. When you first put the clearing up, I can't remember what I was. I was in some kind of frustrating situation, and I did a couple of hundred frustration timeline crashes, so I think that's probably a pretty common thing that people experience. So somebody was asking how much the clearing is. It's $50 for 6 weeks. And, of course, like all these, you can run them 24-7, however many hours you can spend. You can have it cranking away for 6 weeks. And it is going to be in the Prosperity Jumpstart, which I promise is just around the corner. It's really, really close. And the first little bundle on the Prosperity Jumpstart will include that, and that's going to be $50 for 4 clearings. So if you want to wait a few days, you can buy it with some other things, or you can just get on it now for 6 weeks for $50. So let me see. Candace was asking, Ron, what clearing should a person do for a relative with a brain tumor?
I would think I'd probably do the body jump start.
Yeah.
I'd try that alien oxygen one. It's a free clearing. You might try that to get rid of the codes, but you need to get oxygen into the body, I would think. So I would definitely do that. You can do the special clearing, a whole lifetime special clearing, and also put in oxygen possibly in there.
Yeah, I would think the body jumpstart would be really helpful too. There's so much in that. And that's still running for another month and a bit. And then Joel is mentioning also death barcodes might be important, depending on how old the person is, and if this brain tumor is continuing to grow. I mean, they do have benign brain tumors that don't seem to go anywhere.
That's correct.
And then, Ron, what about the free head connector things? I'm just thinking of stuff going on in our heads. I don't know if those can create a brain tumor. What do you think?
Could be.
Hard to know.
Let's just take away one of those connectors here. We'll just see if anybody has a head that itches or something. Here we go. One, two. Remember, the aliens are not friendly. A lot of people like to talk about how nice they are and how they're coming and have flyovers and sightings. And like I always say, probably 95% of those are manned aircraft that was created here on this planet. Probably maybe even your neighbor might be flying one of those. So people like to think that they're extraterrestrial, and most of the ones that you see are not. So anyway, that's my hit on these things. One more to land out, around the area here someplace, I would definitely say run, don't walk, because they're probably going to get you. I don't know what's happening. I watched a little video on YouTube, and then we'll do a clearing here. It was by Dan Aykroyd about UFOs. And I think it was maybe in the 2004 or something. He was talking a lot about it. And he sort of kind of says what I say, in a sense, like, I guess one of the states, which one I can't recall, but one of the states has a problem with maybe a river or something where they have, I guess it's pig feces in it or something. And he mentioned in that particular video, if the aliens are here, why don't they clean that up, you know? So that's what I say. If they're here, where are they? Actually, everybody thinks that they're wonderful beings. Oh, that they're going to be these high source energies coming as they know how to fly UFOs. But really, my standpoint, you know, where are they? But anyway, what clearing should we do here, Carrie?
I think you were going to take a head connector out.
Here we go, everybody. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Well, that's getting rough there. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And this is a free clearing on the website on the left-hand side. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Right. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Hey, Carrie, back to you.
All right, I don't know why I felt that. I did that clearing a bunch about a week ago. I guess I got another one. I do feel something in my forehead. Okay, you know what I was wondering is, can we do that one for our pets? Do they stick head connectors in our pets?
Sure. Let's see here. We'll do the pets.
Okay.
Oh, if anybody out there has a pet that may have a problem, here we go.
Great.
So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, this is rough. Oh, okay, everybody. See how you're feeling? That one's free. You may want to get on that one very quickly after the call here, maybe. Off of you. Back to you, Carrie.
You know what? I'm realizing it wasn't me I did it on. It was my cat. That's why I felt it. I need to do it on me, obviously. It's been a long time, I think. I think I did it when it first came up, but I don't think I've done it since. Yeah, and the cat had no reaction just now, so I guess his head is clear. That's good to know.
Yes, that is.
Yeah. So Janice was mentioning earlier, thanking you for the sugar entities that you cleared on Monday's show, Ron, and she said someone gave her a cookie and she didn't want it and she gave it to the dog.
Maybe to get them out of the dog now, huh?
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Oh, dear.
Poor dog. It's giving me all this crap now. Boy. Okay, so
all right.
What can we do about self-empowerment? Let's do another issue. Let's do 36.
Okay, let's have a look. 36 is, oh, fear of success.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, here we go, everybody. If you're fear of having a successful life, here we go, or some kind of success. So, one, releasing this from you. Two, three, oh boy, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That's a pretty heavy one. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Breath. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. See how that's feeling. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So Mike P. is saying that he bought the self-empowerment about a year ago, and he's wondering if it's okay to go in at this point and buy the unlimited for $50.
Yes, you could do that. No problem.
Yeah, because it's nice to have this one all the time.
And we have the half-price special. I probably wouldn't recommend paying just half price for the $50 to get it for $25. That wouldn't be, you know, right way that I would do it, naturally.
Huh.
Most mileage out of what you're getting there. But you buy one for regular price, the other one is half. So just remember that, too. So normally people, I believe, will probably be getting the whole lifetime clearings. Haven't done a clearing that would be for mental. I normally don't talk about it that much. The mental one's a very good clearing to do. I'll do a sample of that here. Oh, if I didn't answer, Mike, the answer is yes. You can go in there anytime and upgrade what you have to unlimited. Here we go. And I'm thinking of putting up maybe a generic seven-generational one. I sent that over to the webmaster to see if we can get that put up. In case you do have a clearing that is not stated that way, you can on and do that. Here we go. Mental clearing. Clear away some of your thoughts that you're dealing with. So one, two, oh boy, three, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So see how you're doing now, everybody. Yeah, do some thinking. See if your thoughts are a little more organized. Maybe you're yawning a lot. Feeling better. Back to you, Carrie.
Yeah, I just feel quiet inside. That's really nice. Marsha is saying that her cat, and this was when you did the head connectors for the pets, my cat suddenly quit running around and is intently staring at the light being. So that's cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, and Janice thinks she's got something on her shoulder and is asking if you could remove it.
Okay, here we go. Oh. One, two, three, four, and five. That wasn't too big of one. Look for else here. One, two, three, four, five, six. There we go. Seven. Now we're catching it. Eight, nine, and ten. Okay.
All right. Thank you. And Janice says her looks like her dog just burped. That might have been the head connector, too. Or the cookie. I mean, you never know, you know. Too much sugar. Who knows? So, okay. David is wondering how you get the half-price special, Ron. So how do people go about doing that with you?
What you do is just contact me. Send me what you've had before. And then let me know what hearing you want to have, and I can send you over the information on that, you know, after you pay for it. So that's normally the way people do that. They request what they want, then they go to PayPal, pay for it, and then they send me the receipt. I'll send them over the codes for that particular clearing. Well, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Jeremiah is saying that sometimes he sees etheric energy, and he saw a strange neon green square on someone's face, and he's wondering if that's was an implant, if that's what they look like, or what was that, do you know?
Boy, that's weird.
Square green neon thing on someone's face.
I would just say that you possibly had some type of weird... you probably actually saw something like that. That would be a real... maybe a shapeshifter or some type of energy that was there. Very interesting.
I remember you talking one time, Ron, when you came back from New York a couple of years ago about somebody that could see little silver symbols on the back of our necks and somewhere else on our body that most of us don't see. Sounds kind of a little bit like what Jeremiah is seeing.
Very possible.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. I have to refresh the fast chat here. I don't see any more questions right now. Let's have a look. Is there a new half-price special for 2012? You had that offer last year. Yeah. Marcy, yeah, Ron's just been continuing. He never stopped it. He just continued it on into this year, the half-price special. So... that keeps going. Janice is saying thank you. She felt something coming off her neck, too, when you did that shoulder thing. Carrie, Jeremiah, question. Yes, yeah, I saw that, Ed, thanks. So, okay, so I guess we could have some callers. We're about halfway through the show. Station 1 under there, 888-627-6008 for the U.S. and Canada toll-free, and then outside 530-413-5011, and I am refreshing the fast chat again. Let's think of a sample you could do, Ron, while we wait for some more questions. I'm going to have to go to some old pages and make sure I didn't miss any, but I don't see any questions right now on the fast chat.
Well, we could probably do...
you want to do another one from the self-empowerment?
Or let's just pull one out. Let's do number 20.
Number 20, okay. Let's have a look. What is that? Being emotionally drained.
Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... Yep, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, well, not good. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, awful. So one more. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. Oh, back to you.
Oh, there's a beep. Somebody on the line?
Hi, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hi. At the beginning of the show, Ron said if you've had some good experiences from the clearings to call in because people like to hear that. And I got to thinking, there's some stuff that I've experienced that I haven't mentioned in a while. And for the sake of the new people, I just thought I'd go over it.
Right.
The main thing Ron did for me was I had periods of depression in my life because I'd be out in public fighting a good fight for the light and all that stuff that I used to think. And I would get depressed because it was just too huge of an undertaking. It was just me against the world kind of a thing. And for those of you that know me, I was a pioneer in the alternative health field, oxygen therapies. I lectured all over the world. And it just felt like I was fighting against the ocean tide. You know, it just kept coming in and coming in. And I'm flailing away, and it's just huge. And I used to get depressed about that in my quiet moments. It would just overtake me. And I would spend days just, like, totally depressed because it was too much work. I didn't have enough help. There's too much darkness. What can I possibly do, et cetera. And one of the first things that happened after studying with Ron is that that all went away. It just went away. And I'd had this my whole life. So it was an emotional clearing of a chronic condition that he just source energy through Rod, through my spirit, just reached into me and just took that ball of darkness and tossed its ass out. And that's the last I ever saw of it. And it's been years now. And it's just not come back at all. So I just wanted to thank Rod and source for that and tell everybody about it. Now, the other major thing, which is more of the long-term benefit of studying with Rod and the Creation Lightship, is that things that used to trigger me, like emotions, things that would make me mad, or things that would, like Ron is always talking about this, but it doesn't seem like until it's happened to you, you really don't understand what he's saying. And it's like he says, if you see something and you don't have a reaction, you know that that thing has been cleared out of you and probably your DNA and your ancestors and everything else, you know, which gives that to you at this moment, that's been cleared out. And I've been noticing those things occurring over time, over years. It's been years now. But the more I stick with this, the more clearings, and I'm on the frequent thing where I'm always absentee at all the calls, you know, the private stuff during the week that you pay for. You pay a lump sum for a month, and you and your, if you have a significant other, it's a reduced rate. And just by staying on that course and not looking so much for specific clearings that I need, although I do that as well, it seems to me that the long-term benefit is things that I couldn't find looking through the website and the clearings. I couldn't find what the answer was. There were chronic things, things I would react to that I said, I shouldn't be reacting to this. If I'm really not judging, if I'm in non-judgment, I shouldn't have a feeling inside me when I witness this or encounter it. And I'm finding that those things are getting fewer and fewer and fewer and fewer without me actually identifying them, because every time you get on the phone with Ron, he's feeling things in general. Multiple things. Some shows there's more than others. Sometimes it'll be a radio show. So I've been literally studying with him 38, and then it just went up to 42 hours a week, and now he's taken the Q&A's out of his schedule. So at least 38 hours a week every week for 6 years. And I'm telling you that the benefits are just fantastic, outstanding. Don't be looking for, I got to solve, well, you can if you want, but I would advise you not to be looking for this one magic bullet kind of a thing, or just stay the course. Just get in there, stick with the program, listen to the healings, absorb the healings, do the specific things you need to do, and it just seems like your life, that seems like it is true, my life has just gotten better and better and better and better and better like that. And so it's just wonderful not to be so reactive to my environment, to my relationships. Something happens, it's not inside me stirring it all up. I'm just a witness, like looking at it. And yet, I still have a full life. I still laugh. You know, I'm not perfect. Things still get to me. But I'm saying it's worth sticking with because it gets less and less and less. And that's the beauty of it. The only thing I've run into lately, it's starting to rise up within me, probably because of some past life thing, is I'm getting afraid Rod's going to leave us, do the ascension, and I'll still be here. Because apparently I've gone through that before. So that's surfacing in me as, you know, as like a fear that like it just gets a little bit bigger and it gets a little bit bigger. So I don't know what clearing that would come under, but if I just stick with the program, hopefully that will go just like everything else has been going and getting less and less and less. So thanks, Ron.
You're very welcome, Matt. Thank you.
Okay.
And, Ron, you did a clearing for fear of that on a show the other day, I think. Maybe, I don't remember which one it was, and I don't remember if you were listening, Ed, but, yeah, that did come up just recently, and Ron did a clearing for a fear of missing ascension.
Oh, can we do it again?
Yeah. Here we go. So, one, we'll just see what we can take away. Two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's see if that helps. Back to you guys.
Feel any different, Ed?
Well, actually, I must have experienced the effects of that clearing that I don't realize you guys did the other day because... instead of growing like it was very, very slowly growing, it's actually like was out, been out of my mind ever since. So I must have gotten the benefit of it. And that's what I'm saying to the people is if you participate in everything, get on the frequent attendee program. And so even if you're not able to get on the phone or listen or whatever, you're still absentee. You still get the clearings. So that's what I'm advocating. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Ed. Okay. And so let's see, back to the fast chat here. I think Marcy's a little confused about the second price, second half off thing, Ron, and also Jeremiah is just wanting to clarify if it's half price for every second purchase or not. So,
well, it'd be every second after you did one.
Yeah, so let's say you did your whole life emotional. Let's say you're new and you did your whole life emotional and you paid full price for that. So then you decide, okay, I want to do the whole life mental clearing. So you'd get that half off. And then let's say you wanted to do your whole life feeling body. You would pay full price for that. So I guess the question is here, then you do another whole life one. Would that one be half off, number four, because you paid for number three full price? Or is it just a one-time thing that
every time you do a full price one, next one is half price.
Okay, so it's a continuous thing. Well, that's wonderful. Thanks for clarifying that, Ron.
Oh, and if you happen to not know that, then just send me what you've had, you know, maybe one at a time if you happen to do that, and then you know I'll compensate and give you a half price clearing. So it's you know.
Yeah.
fact, one lady wanted to do, I think she paid for maybe three clearings at full price. And so then I gave her one free one because that's what she'd be entitled to, I believe, after that. So, you know, it's what you want to do. It's, you know, just keep it so it's very simple, straightforward. So just the way to look at it is, add one for regular price, then the next one that you're going to be getting would be half. If you had three at regular price and you want to get three more at half price, then that's perfectly fine, too. So
that's great. Thank you, Ron.
Back to, I think I started it from the last year. In fact, that's when I started it from. I started it way before, you know, after that. But so this would be for clearings that people have had from 2011.
Okay. Thank you.
Going through now. So that's basically, you know.
Yeah.
That's...
Okay. Thank you, Ron.
Yep.
So, Shannon is wondering about the symbol that I brought up on that somebody had said they saw on our necks, and is there a clearing to get those off? You know, as I am thinking about this and remembering you talking about it, Ron, I think that thing had something to do with keeping our spirit 20% in our bodies and not having it able to completely leave. So this might be something else, something a little different from what Jeremiah was saying he was seeing. I'm not sure. Do you remember?
I really don't.
Yeah, I have a feeling it was, because I remember we were discussing why it is that our spirits do even stay at all in our bodies with everything that's going on in them here, and I have this funny feeling that it was this silver thing on the back of our necks was keeping it in, so maybe we'll talk about that another time and see if we can figure out what that was before we address how to get rid of it. But there is a symbols clearing, but does that cover stuff on our bodies?
Yeah, it could do that. Yes,
Okay, so maybe we could use that clearing to get this off, but then we might not have a spirit with us at all. So we better brainstorm a little on this before anyone starts trying to take that off. Marcy's wondering about the fact that the Earth spirit isn't here, and are the space holders growing the plants on the Earth?
Yeah, I guess you could probably say yes on that one.
Plus, they'd have their own life force energy, would they not? I mean, a tree is still going to have its own spirit and its own life force energy separate from the planet's spirit.
That's correct, uh-huh.
So it's probably kind of a little bit of both there.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just refresh here. Okay. Oh, two pages that hadn't loaded. All right. Looks like people are having some relief from some of the clearings that you've been doing. Ron, I'm just scanning down real quick, trying to see if the questions jump out. David is asking, is increased enlistment changing anything? So the fact that lots of people are signing up, Ron, do you know if that's tipping the balance at all in the battles out there?
Oh, they'd be correct, yes, uh-huh.
Especially, I guess, when a lot of people seem to be fighting on multiple timelines, not just one, and with different armies, too.
Yeah, because you can go on different timelines, you know, with the military fighting these things. So, yeah, you could have no problem at all with doing that. But yes, it would work.
So Janice is wondering, Ron, if you will remember us after Ascension.
Probably not.
No.
I don't remember anything. You're in the light because there's no emotions in the light. But what you see here is emotional things.
And we won't remember either.
You're just going to have spirit energy. Spirit energy is what you're dealing with.
Yeah, so Jeremiah is just asking if the 50% off works for the barcode clearings too. I guess I was just mentioning the whole life ones as an example, so he's wondering, does that price reduction count for the barcode clearings also?
Yeah, it would, yes, uh-huh.
It's basically for anything, right? I mean, you get to choose what your second clearing is.
Yeah, you have to have a $100 clearing or more.
Oh, that's right, yes. It has to be $100 or more to start with, the first one that you pay for.
Yep, and so whenever you get a clearing of $100 or more, second one, you know, whatever one you choose would be half price. That's why I said I probably wouldn't, get one that's only, you know, for half price of the $50 clearing or something. I would do like a whole lifetime one.
Yeah.
So it's matched one for one. That's the way it works. And, it would work for the barcode ones, too. In fact, if you are older and you're maybe 30 or older and you haven't done the death barcode clearing yet, I would probably recommend doing that one. You know, it all depends. You know, I'm sure that everybody listening has had their whole lifetime emotional clearing. If you haven't, that's what you start with. I'm assuming that everybody listening, unless you're a newbie, you know, wouldn't know what that is probably, but that's where you start with on the clearings. You get your whole lifetime cleared of your stuff, because the clearings that you see on the website, whatever they would be, would not be, you're going to work, but it's be much harder to work through your emotions. And your emotions is what we need to get rid of. So that gets rid of a lot of the densities that you have stored in you. And the other clearings will work much quicker and faster. That's the reason why I took off those, that 22,000 hits that I had on YouTube of one of the pre-clearing samples on something. I don't know what it was, but the people were not getting an emotional clearing. So all of a sudden, very hard to work through emotions to work through a problem that somebody has. Well, that's why it's taken off. Probably won't ever put it on again. Maybe put it on the website, maybe some a couple samples or something. I'm planning to put up at some point the free clearings again, and if you donate $20 or more, then you'll be able to select one of those clearings that we had up and use that for a month. That's in the works now, I think, or will be shortly. I'm just kind of mulling that over here. Yeah, do your whole lifetime emotional clearing, and if you're over 30 and you have a physical problem or you know somebody that is dealing with something, then do that barcode clearing to get that death energy off of you. And you also get a stress death barcode clearing with that one. So it's actually two clearings in one. Well, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and David is asking about, somebody was asking where I was reading, or what, you know, when you were saying what's number 30, what's number, you know, whatever, 20 and stuff, where that was coming from. And that's the drop-down list of issues in the self-empowerment clearing. So once you get that clearing, you'll see that all these different issues, and then there's another little drop-down bar that is where you choose what is causing your problem. So, for example, number one on the thoughts and feelings is feeling stuck and paralyzed. And then, so you put that in there. There's a custom box, too, so you can add anything else that's not on there. And then the second drop-down box is what's causing my situation, and that's where the spells comes into. And I'll just read those real quick. It's my negative thoughts, other people's negative thoughts, mind programs, alien mind programs, spells, curses, hexes, websites, organizations, unknown, and then other. So if you know there's something else causing you to feel stuck and paralyzed that's not on that list, then you can put it in under other. So that's where that list comes from, the self-empowerment clearing. Ron David is asking on the whole life emotional clearing. He's doing this for somebody else, and he's wondering how many times he should repeat it. Are you there, Ron?
I'm thinking maybe a couple of times.
Okay.
like that. It might be, you know, okay to do. And don't forget, if you do the self-empowerment, a lot of people have mentioned that along with that, the psychic billboard clearing, that one's $20 a month. And they're able to first get themselves released from situations. And I would say it will probably take you 3 weeks to do that clearing, self-empowerment one, if you, you know, do it, you know, each day for a certain amount of time. And the self-empowerment one, that's why I put it up for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
Had it up for 1 month, and the people said, man, I just can't do it. I'll need a couple extra weeks, so I put it for 6 weeks. I would say do that, the billboard clearing, the psychic billboard clearing, after maybe you're halfway through the self-empowerment one. People say that those both are wonderful clearings to get them jump-started back into life. Oh, it looks like our time is coming to a close here, Carrie.
Okay, okay.
Thank the callers for calling. Remember,
yeah.
You want to feel neutral. That's why you want to have that whole lifetime emotional clearing, that your past issues are non-reactive to you when somebody brings it up again. Because remember, you're running a storyline throughout your whole life, and each day it gets larger or comes into the story. You want to get rid of that storyline so that you're able to function without being connected to other people and things and issues. So that's why you want to be free. That's probably what they mean by being born in the spirit, because once you get rid of those densities, now your spirit can come more into your body. Or your spirit can't come into you. Impossible when you have stored judgment taking the place of where your spirit should be. That's why you want to have a clearing. So I'll say blessings to all of you. And we're running over. So thank you, Carrie. Thank you, callers. Our next BBS program is on Friday, Station 2, and also Saturday, Station 2, same time. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Thank you, Ron. Good night, everyone.